This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military has taken over Afghanistan's airspace as it struggles to manage a chaotic evacuation after the Taliban rolled into the capital. The militants, meanwhile, sought to project calm amid widespread fears of looting and violence. Taliban swept into the capital Sunday after the Western-backed government collapsed and the president fled the country. Thousands of Afghans, fearing a return to the Taliban's brutal rule, are trying to flee. Videos circulating on social media showed hundreds of people racing across the tarmac at the international airport as U.S. soldiers fired warning shots in the air. The U.S. embassy has been evacuated and the American flag lowered. The death toll from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake in Haiti soared to at least 1,300 Sunday as rescuers raced to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching tropical storm. Saturday's earthquake also left approximately 6,000 people injured in the Caribbean nation, with thousands more displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. Survivors in some areas were forced to shelter in streets or soccer fields, with a few salvaged belongings, while overloaded hospitals scrambled to help those who were injured. Three tropical systems are churning early Monday in the Atlantic Basin and threatening to impact the U.S. Gulf Coast, some Caribbean islands, including earthquake-damaged Haiti and the island of Bermuda. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Fred could make landfall by Monday evening along the Florida Panhandle. Tropical Depression Grace is forecast to move over several areas, possibly causing flooding. Another tropical depression is forming Sunday. This is VOA News.